to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and today we're going to be talking about what do I send to my email list, what kind of emails I send, and why I send them. Now, if you guys didn't know, here at the Creative Boss Babe podcast and at Dream Now Media, it is email marketing month. This month, we're talking all about email marketing, how to use it, why to use it, and all of the amazing things that come with it. So if you guys want to get more inspiration and to listen to more about email marketing, then make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. And yeah, well, let's just get into the episode. So, I have had my list now for about a year, and as you guys know, I've talked about it numerous times. It started out as a list with like 10 people, and I never used it because the platform I was on just really, really, really sucked. I hated it, didn't use it, and then I found Flowdesk. Flowdesk has been my email marketing savior. I love them so, so much. If you listen later on in the episode, I do give you a discount from them so you can get all the good deals, and it's just really amazing. But once I started using them, I started sending out a lot of emails to my list, and I love it. I love writing things down, creating little bits and pieces for my list members, subscribers to read, and I love connecting with them. So I wanted to go over like what I actually send and why I do so. So the first type of email I send is like a tips and tricks email. Now this is the type of email where there's some sort of helpful information to creating of some kind. Like I sent out one recently about email marketing where I just sent out a little blurb about why I use Flowdesk and a little helpful tip of how to use Flowdesk for a certain thing, and it did pretty well on my list. So that's just something that I love doing. It gives people more content to read, kind of like Instagram where they need something substantial to read. They're not just gonna read an email with nothing in it. They need like some reason to read it. So these tips and tricks gives them something to learn. And that in turn brings them in. They're like, oh, I'd love to learn about that. Let me go read this email. It really, really, really works well. The second kind is questions. I love being able to send questions to my email list, my subscribers, because it actually gets a lot of response. So these are the type of emails where after you've been sending content for a while, you turn around and you ask them what they want to know or what their opinion is on something. And it's really just a nice way to engage your list. So they're not just opening it or clicking a button. They're going to respond to your email. And it's really, really amazing. I honestly love doing it. I get so many emails and it's super, super amazing. And I recommend everybody do it. Because when you connect with them and you ask them for your opinion, they feel valued. And they are valued. But you want to make sure they know it. So you sending them that just makes it a whole lot better. So the third type is behind the scenes. Now this is an email that gives like a look behind what you're doing in your business. A look at what you're doing that you normally would not show. I usually do something like, here's what's going on. I'll share a video of me creating something or a picture and a story about the time that went into a new program. Something just to give a look at what it was actually like building something for my business to kind of make people feel more included and to show them what it's really like to have a business of this kind. I know I love seeing it when other people send it out, and I love writing it because it allows me to be open about what I do and not just like keep it to myself like I often do, because not a lot of people other than like your subscribers want to know what you do or how you do it. But these people that are all on your list, on your social medias, they want to know what you do and how you do it. So being able to share that information with them is so important and so valuable to your list. Okay, the next is content preview. Now, what I mean by this is a preview of whatever type of content you're putting out. This is more likely a weekly email. That usually would be about a blog post or a podcast episode or a YouTube video. It's usually a short email where you include a blurb about whatever type of content you're sending them. Then you send them the link to the content, and it really just keeps them up to date on what you're doing. So, say I send one out for my podcast every week. It's something that's just like, hey, here's a new episode of the podcast. Here's what we talk about. Here's like what it's about. Here's our small creator shout out and song of the week. And here's how you can go listen to it. And it really just like puts it in their inboxes and gives them a notification about it. Because some people might not be subscribed to your RSS feed or your podcast or your YouTube channel, and they don't know when you put out that content, but they still want to see it. So being able to send these emails with the content previews that honestly links back to your content is just super, super, super amazing. Okay, so the next kind is a freebie email. Now, you guys are probably like, oh no, I only send freebies to people when they're joining my list. That's not what you want to do. You continually want to give them something to keep them on your list. So every month or so, I'll send out an exclusive list freebie to just the people on my list. That doesn't end up going in my freebie vault. That just gives them a reason to stay on the list. Sometimes it'll be a guide of some kind. Sometimes it'll be a free training. It really just depends on what's going on, what the content theme is of the month and things like that. But it's just one of those ways to keep people on your list, because as much as it happens, you don't want people losing, like signing off, unsubscribing, leaving your list, because it's just it doesn't work. When people leave your list, the number just gets lower and lower, and it hurts. So that's honestly another email I send pretty frequently that just keeps people on my list, gives them a reason to stay on my list, and also gives them a little free piece of content to enjoy. And the last type of email I send to my list is actually a monthly playlist. Now, I know a lot of businesses won't have this, but it's something that I truly love. I usually send this email the first Thursday of the month, and it includes a free monthly playlist in it on Spotify. I love Spotify, I use it often, and I create monthly playlists to listen to while I'm working and while I'm creating. And about July, I decided to start sharing them with my email list, and it's just a great way for people to get more of an insight of who I am, and to keep them working on their own work, and to stay concentrated, or just have a fun dance party around their house. I personally love making these playlists, and if other people sent them to me, I'd be like, heck yes, let me listen. So that's really why I do what I do, and why I send that email. Okay, so now that you've heard what type of emails I send, here are some that you should be sending. Now, of course, you guys don't want to send every single email I send, because one, that's copying, and that's rude, and two, it won't work for your business, because everybody's business is different. But these are the types of emails that will work. Number one, tips and tricks. Go and share a piece of information about your business. If you're an email marketer, don't know why you'd be listening to this podcast if you are, but if you're an email marketer, you can go and send like 3 email subjects that don't suck, and just like offer little tips and tricks, or how to keep your emails from going to the spam folder, something like that. Or if you are a social media consultant, social media strategist, that type of person, you could be like 5 tips to get recognized this week on social media. It just is really easy email to send. Usually it can go with a blog post, but more often than not, it's just something to teach your list something about what you do. Because when they sign up for your list, they want your information. So send them just like a, here's how you can do what I do, very simply. The next is behind the scenes. This is the one where you give them a little look at what your business is, how you do it, and you kind of just use it as a way to connect with them. So if you are an artist, you share like a unlisted video from your YouTube channel that's like how I set up to do an art time lapse. So you kind of just talk about how you do it and you offer the video with it. Or if you are a designer, you go, here's how I find the fonts I use in my design, something like that, just to give them a little look at what you do, because normally you wouldn't share that information with them. So it's like, hey, check this out, especially if you want to do the same job I'm doing. This will really help you. It's just one of those things. So the next is personal stories. These are the type of stories that people connect with, the ones that are kind of, well, personal, and they're just ones that people really like and listen and read. And yeah, I can tell you that I share far too much of my personal life in my emails sometimes. I kind of share like, hey, here's what's going on in my life. Here's what I've been doing. There have been times where I've talked about my eating disorder that I have had, or I talk about the fact that I lost my mom when I was 12 and it kind of changed my life, and just things like that to connect. And it just shows them that you're an actual human and not a business, because you want to be selling you, not just your brand name. While your brand name is important, you also want people to connect with you so then they feel more comfortable buying from you later. After that, you can share content previews, completely different than the last type of email, but this is the one where you'd send weekly updates or however often you post new content. That's just like, hey, here's what my new podcast episode's about. Hey, here's what my new YouTube video is about. Check it out. Here's kind of a little overview. Here's a link. Go watch it and like maybe have a leave this comment if you're from the email list so I know. Or something like that, just to, again, share your content with them so they can go and listen to it when they aren't necessarily subscribed or following you on social media platforms, because that happens. Sometimes they forget to hit the button, or they don't have those platforms, and the only way they look at your content is when you email it out every week. So it's just very important to share your content this way. And finally, the last type of email you should be sending to your list are the question emails. Now, you're probably like, I don't even know what I'd send. Well, these are the emails where you'd be like, how do you feel about Facebook's new policy change? How do you feel about Instagram getting rid of the likes count? How do you feel about designers no longer using this font because it's no longer in fashion? Not saying that would ever happen, but just questions like that that leave the option for people to respond. It's very, very simple email to send. Honestly, you need like 4 sentences and that's it. And then you just put like an respond button in it. You put a button and it says email to your email. And you invite those readers to respond to your email, to share their opinion with you. Maybe if it's for something in your podcast, you say, if you respond to this email, your answer will be read in during the podcast or something like that, just to incite those responses to engage your list and continue getting people to read your content. And honestly, it just makes people feel valued, which they really need to be, and it's just another way to keep them on your list. Okay, so that has been 13 minutes on emails. Who thought I could do that? I certainly didn't. Okay, in all honesty, I love talking about email marketing, as you can tell, now that I love it. So, I'm going to take a break from email marketing for this week, but we're going to get into the ads after this. Make sure you stay tuned for the Flowdesk one, because it's a great deal for you, and you just definitely need it. And then we'll get into the rest of the podcast episode. So, yeah, let's just get into the rest of it. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from 1 newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes women sexy today: smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode, and hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This week's small creator shout out goes to yet another email marketing queen. This goes to Leslie. I cannot pronounce her last name for the life of me, but I absolutely love, love, love her content on Instagram. She's super, super, super amazing. So, of course, she had to be this week's small creator shout out. So, if you guys want to go follow her, you can check out her link in the description of this episode, or you can search on Instagram at LESLEY.CLAVIJO. She's super amazing. Again, love her content. She's an email marketing queen that everybody should be following. So go follow her, let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast and Dream Now Media sent you, and start getting all of her amazing email marketing information. So it's the return of Disney music on the podcast. I'm so happy. Oh my god, guys. If y'all didn't know, this is our pop culture and our song of the week, because we have to do them together for this. But if you guys didn't know, Frozen 2 comes out on the 22nd. I'm so fucking excited. Frozen is my favorite Disney film. Sorry, Little Mermaid, that used to be my favorite. But I love Olaf. He's my favorite. He's my spirit animal. I love him to death. But Frozen 2 comes out this month. And the first song off the soundtrack came out this week, and it's Into the Unknown, and it's the version by Panic at the Disco. It's not the Idina Menzel version from the actual movie, it's the Panic at the Disco version, and y'all, I love Panic at the Disco. I've loved Panic at the Disco for years, and this version just is so amazing, and it makes me so excited for the movie. And honestly, I just really, 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 really love Brendan Urie's voice on this song. So, of course, it had to be this week's Song of the Week. If you guys want to hear this song on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, then head to dreamnowmedia.com/links. And there you can find links to everything mentioned in our episodes, like all of our advertisers, everything. And you can listen to the song, you can go listen to the entire Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, which has all the music ever featured on the podcast. Honestly, they're all bops, you'll love it. But it's just a great way to find everything and for you to listen to this song. Again, head to dreamnowmedia.com/links. It's in the description of this episode. Just click on that, it'll take you there, and you can find everything mentioned, including this song. Okay, It's been a hell of an episode. I'm rambling a lot. I apologize. I just get so talkative, but at the same time, I just keep saying the same thing, and I know you don't understand it. That's okay. I'm pulling a Lorelai Gilmore, honestly. But that was it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give this podcast a 5-star rating. If you can do that and leave us a review, let us know how you're loving it. Let us know if you like the episode, if you don't like the episode. Hell, give us a 1-star rating. I don't mind. I just want to know. And whatever rating you give us helps us connect with other people. It helps promote the podcast to more people. So honestly, any review would do. Just let people know about the podcast. You can go share it on Instagram. There's a great feature through Spotify to actually share a link to the podcast if that's something you're into. But yeah, again, you can find links to everything that's mentioned in this episode, from our advertisers to our song of the week to our small creator shout out, at dreamnowmedia.com/links. That is our link hub. That is where you can find literally everything we've talked about and more. So be sure to head there and check everything out. Also, a small creator shout out and everything are down below. And yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram at dreamnowmedia. You can go ahead and tag us in your stories or in your posts about the podcast. Let us know that you're loving it. Share it with all of your followers. You know, that's what we really just want, to share our show with everybody because we love it so much. So yeah, I love you guys. I will be back next week with a new episode. Bye.